Thank you.
Well, I've walked a mile or two in my lifetime, and I've traveled down some muddy tracks and dry. 'Cause if I wanted to get where I was going, I knew I just had to walk that country mile. Now a country mile would be the longest distance a man could ever travel when he's down. And you curse the never-ending road before you when you think you'll never make it into town. But you meet a friend or two along the highway, and you learn a lot you never knew before. So if the journey takes a lifetime when you thought a year or two, well, you just don't give up easy anymore. Hey! Yeah, I've walked a mile or two in my lifetime, and I've traveled down some muddy tracks and dry. 'Cause if I wanted to get where I was going, I knew I just had to walk that country mile. Here it comes. Walking that long mile has shown me changes, changes in the people and the land. And I'll bet the road to Marble Bar's no better than when I drove with trucks and caravans. And a country bloke is still the same old vendor, no matter what the place he's working in. And although I've covered many miles, I still can't wait to see what the next long country mile will bring. Here we go. Well, I've walked a mile or two in my lifetime, and I've traveled down some muddy tracks and dry. 'Cause if I wanted to get where I was going, I knew I'd just have to walk that country mile. Hey, yeah, I knew I'd have to walk that country mile. That's right.
Let's give a big, typical North Queensland welcome to First Lady of Country Music in Australia, Joey McKean. Here she is right now.
Thank you, Slim. Here's a song which, just for change, instead of writing for someone else, I wrote for myself. And it's written from the memories that I have of a farm that my mother came from.